Good morning, a Wednesday morning. Back with us, Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the issue of the state adjusting their COVID vaccination plans.
In the last couple of days, county officials in upstate and all around the state have been grumbling on social media and to some local reporters about concerns over the state's rollout of the vaccine plan. And yesterday, again, it came to a little bit of a head. The governor addressed it in a daily address. He doesn't normally do Tuesdays now, but he did. And he talked about this slow and imperfect rollout of the vaccine. And he said the response has been to have these regional task force to help deploy the vaccine. And he acknowledged that there have been some problems so far and it has been slow. He said eventually the state will transition away from that model more and get into more of the hospitals and other facilities as we go down this path. He also said one of the concerns that the state has is just that we need more doses. We need more supply. But the county leaders in upstate, especially the Republican ones, were really harsh. Yesterday, they officially laid into Cuomo and the plan. And this was led mainly by the Dutchess County Executive, Mark Molinaro. He's the president of the County Executives Association. Again, he has been critical on social media. Yesterday, he had a press conference, and he said that the counties have been cut out on this. A lot of these counties, all of the counties by state mandate since 9/11 have developed these really mass vaccination campaign plans. He said they're good at it. And the state went ahead and shifted up everything and did not explain enough to the counties what was going on. In the capital region, some of the Republican county leaders weren't quite as harsh, but they were questioning. We talked to the Schoharie County Public Health Director, Amy Gildemeister, and she said that, you know, the state's decision to shift away from these county administering plans were, she described it as unexpected and disruptive. And she said to date, they've had zero doses so far in Schoharie County, even though they have a plan in place to work with a various number of community organizations and hospitals and healthcare groups to get the doses to the people. She said they don't have it yet. And other leaders, Montgomery County's executive, Matt Ossenforth, he wasn't sharply critical, but he did say they're eager to get doses, too. They got 49,000 citizens in Montgomery County, and they haven't gotten a single dose. They want to get going on this.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.